You with us, Brother Jim?
I'm here.
All right. All right. We got you. Sorry about
I'm
that.
Here, yes.
Sorry about that.
I've actually been here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we heard you call in right on time, and every time Brother Roger would say he's ready, then you were not there. But you were there, but you weren't
even,
there. Yeah,
I was even early today.
Yeah, that's
guys.
Right.
I was feeling pretty good about yeah. that. And
that's the way it works. Whenever you're early, it's
that's okay.
Yeah. Brother Jim Waters is with us.
The liberals got in the phone line.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, this is Brother Jim Waters with us. But this is different this time, Brother Jim. You got some changes that you want to tell us about this morning?
Yes. So just to let everybody know, I have ended my day-to-day work with the Bluegrass Institute, which after 22 years and a few months and days I spent with the Bluegrass Institute, and have jumped full-time into Kentucky's Voice, which I think I've mentioned before, but this is a conservative media outlet and project in Louisville that we are right now focused on Louisville and what's happening, of course, in our nation and state. We hope to someday have this as a statewide media opportunity, maybe even for stations and networks like Box 2. But right now we're working on this in Louisville, and I'm pretty excited about this. As a conservative media outlet, we're reporting on events, and we're offering commentary and analysis of the news from a conservative and common sense Christian based perspective.
Wow.
Something you're not necessarily going to get from the corporate media, mainstream media. So anyhow, I wanted to make sure everybody got my new project there, knew about that. And we'll still work on the issues. I'll still be doing a lot of work on the issues that I worked with the Institute, of course, with school choice and with our income tax rate reductions, with our budget and spending, less government, less interference from Frankfurt and Washington. We're still going to work on those things, but I'm going to be able to do it from with a platform here that I think is going to be effective. So my new email address, by the way, is jim.waters@kyvoice.org, and you can go to kyvoice.org also to find out more about this. We could talk about it here if you want to for a moment, but wanted to let everyone know that, and I'm excited about this opportunity. I've been working on this project on a part-time basis for a couple of years now, and I'm excited now about beginning, you know, kind of full-time, full blast with this.
Sure.
And with Word Media, which Kentucky's Voice is under the umbrella of Word Media here in Louisville.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's great to be working with a Christian-based conservative organization that's committed to advancing the right ideas and right policies for Kentucky, and conservative policies and Christian-based policies.
Right.
I know your ministry and Box 2 has talked a lot about having a Christian worldview, and I think this is an opportunity to advance the ideas that come from that, and look at where we are in history. Look at the timing of this with what happened with Charlie Kirk and with the revival we're seeing among our young people, and I think this is going to be a platform to push that. So
that's exciting.
Ready for questions about this? What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, it's exciting news, and I'm glad to see that, you know, that change. And I know it's probably bittersweet for you leaving Bluegrass Institute, but also jumping onto a new venture that's is also exciting as well.
Well, and let me say this about the work of the Bluegrass Institute. I still fully believe in what the Institute is doing. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Just my role. We're kind of working out. I'm going to be some kind of a senior advisor and still be involved somewhat with the Institute. But as far as my full-time focus is here, and by the way, if you email me, I have provided a Calendly link on my email. So if you want to know more about this and have a one-on-one discussion with me, you can do that. If you'll email me, you'll get that link as a reply. So, or you'll get that link in my reply. So you can set up a time to discuss this. And I think this is just really important. I mean, we saw, for example, during COVID, how the media here, how Beshear, Governor Andy Beshear, was, I think, largely shielded by the media. And since that time, he's not really been challenged like the media did with a conservative governor, with Matt Bevin. And so this is going to be what Kentucky's voice is going to do. We're going to provide that pushback on the left, and we're going to be covering stories that I think Christians in Kentucky care about, conservatives care about. I think we're going to hold our governor to a little bit higher standard than what he's been held to. We'll see how that works out in the next gubernatorial election. But we're also going to cover all these elections from a conservative-based point of view. The U.S. Senate races, the races for the congressional seats, Congressman Massey's seat in the 4th District, Congressman Andy Barr's seat in the 6th District. Of course, Congressman Barr has thrown his hat in the ring to replace U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, who is not running again after 4 decades in Washington. And so it just is a really good time to raise up a conservative media voice. And not to compete with you all or what any media operation is doing, but just to let folks know that from 11 to noon each day, we're live on the radio and also on social media platforms. And the program is called Kentucky's Voice. So feel free to check it out. Also, we're live on radio and then on television 3 times in the afternoon on Channel 21 in the evening, 12:30, 4, and 8. But the good news is you can also catch it archived as a podcast at kyvoice.org. Please check us out just whenever you get a chance to. So I would just put in a plug for that.
So you're on the television as well then.
That's right. We're so Channel 21 WBNA
Yeah.
here. You can see it if you're in this market, 12:30, 4, and 8. It's the same program that's live on the radio at 11 o'clock each weekday, and that's live across all the social media platforms. But we also videotape the program. It's done here in the studios at WBNA, where I'm sitting right now, close right next door to the studio, and we tape it there each weekday, 11 to noon. I'll be host. I'm the host. I'm one of the hosts of the shows. One of the things we've done on this program, by the way, is we have different hosts that we've brought on board. But I'm kind of the I'm the guy that is hosting when. As the schedule dictates. So tomorrow and Wednesday, I will actually be hosting the show.
Well, that's neat.
So make sure to catch us tomorrow 11 o'clock, or 12:30, 4, and 8 p.m. on Channel 21 WBNA.
Well, that's exciting. It's just from a logistical standpoint, I guess. Was that transition more difficult being on television every day and not just radio?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm an old radio guy. My first job in radio was when I was 14 years old, and I'm pretty sure that my employer broke all of the child labor laws back then because I often closed down the station at night and when we went off the air and took out the trash, fixed the AP teletype ribbons back before the technology had changed. But so I love radio, and I think it's a great outlet and great media for truth and for conservative Christian-based truth. But it was a transition to, but really what we're doing is we're still doing the radio show live. It's just different because I have to dress up, guys. I have to,
yeah, you can't be in your pajamas.
It's not radio,
Yeah.
I have to
Well,
look better.
I heard one individual say, and I think they were a podcast or something like that, and he said, back in the days it was radio, but now to get your message out, you have to have multiple footprints, not just radio, but also streaming, also television.
So I'm excited. It's actually, we have made this transition, I think, very well. And it's really, whatever that individual said is right. How they said that is absolutely right, because we've seen our exposure and our engagements, you know, just skyrocket since we've gone with video. Also, social media, we actually have a person dedicated, Zach Scott, a young man here who's dedicated to working on that. He's doing a great job of spinning off segments of our show to reach folks on social media with clips and and, you know, with reels. So it's a multimedia effort, and it was the vision from the beginning to do that. I enjoyed the first year or so we just did radio. I enjoyed that just personally, but as far as making this making this project successful, you know, we're going to have all of those media outlets and platforms. And the great thing too is with the technology, you know, we can bring guests in from all over the nation via Zoom and via online. So we're doing that as well. And our focus, of course, is on Kentucky largely, but we're also paying attention to what's happening in Washington. Interestingly enough, our show, Kentucky's Voice on the Radio, live each day, is followed by the Charlie Kirk Show, and has been. So just because of what's happened there, our exposure also has increased a lot.
That's exciting, yeah.
If I may, I would like to also mention that we are looking for folks who are interested in working on this project with us as citizen journalists, folks who have a conservative Christian mindset and worldview and values, folks who may be interested in local politics, community stories, those who are concerned about defending our religious liberty and our Constitution, perhaps, you know, a college student who's studying journalism, communications, political science. They want to get involved in a media project, those who are interested in media and have a passion for that. You know, a lot of our local churches, just like you all are doing with your media work, we have, you know, some of our bigger media projects across the state are actually in churches. So we would love to somehow or other connect with churches, with individuals working in those areas who may also be interested in working on this project, which is not specifically a Christian ministry, but it is certainly a conservative and Christian based project, and it's a nonprofit project. So and perhaps a retiree or people, maybe folks who have a real knowledge of their community and what's going on. We'd love to somehow or other connect with you all to be involved with us. We don't want to take anything away from what anybody else is doing. We just want to bolster this so that there is a conservative media voice, especially when we have elections, especially when, if we have another COVID, we want to make sure we're in place to be the conservative voice for our Commonwealth. And I think the TV, you know, the TV exposure, video exposure is really going to help with that. But if you're interested, again, reach out to me at jim.waters@kyvoice.org, and I'll be happy to get with you and find out what your interests are and where you might fit in this. And so,
Was that your email there, Brother Waters?
I'm sorry?
Was that your email that you just gave? Could you give that one more time?
It is jim.waters, just like you drink, just like living waters. Not muddy or frozen, but clear and cool. jim.waters@kyvoice.org.
All right. And give those times again, Jim, that you're on the air, on radio, and then on WBNA as well. Are those central times or Eastern?
11 to noon on 970 WGTK here in Louisville, if you're in the area. And I think it probably covers much of your listening as well. And also, that's live. And then you can also catch us live on social media platforms across the social media web and universe, and then you can catch us on television, channel 21 WBNA, at 12:30, 4 and 8 p.m. each day. It's the same show that's on the radio.
Okay.
So
now,
and then you can go to kyvoice.org as well.
Okay. Now, being in the Louisville area, are those Central times or Eastern times?
Those are Eastern times.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that. Yes.
Okay.
Those are Eastern times. So it would be 10 o'clock live on the radio Central time, and then 11:30, 3 and 7 p.m. on
All right.
television Central time.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So I appreciate you all giving me, a few minutes this morning to talk about.
Well,
this.
we would have given you more if it hadn't been for the technical difficulties, Brother Jim. I said we would have given you more, but we had technical difficulties, and I apologize for that.
Well, just blame it on Roger.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well,
hey, let me also say that I'm sending in my pledge that I made to Box 2, and I want everybody to do that.
Yeah.
If you made a pledge, get it in there here in the fourth quarter. It's a good time to give,
yeah,
and tuck a little extra in there for the work you're doing. I really believe in it, folks,
yeah,
and I appreciate. We've been doing this for a few years now, on
yeah,
Monday, first Monday of the month, and I look forward to it. And I hope that we can continue to
absolutely
talk about these important issues.
Absolutely, and next time we'll have a little more time. We can dive into a few more of the issues as well. So, but Jim, thank you so much for calling in.
God bless.
Yes, thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right. That wrapped that up. Good to hear from Brother Jim. And again, if you all have any questions about his new adventures that he's getting into, or his email or anything like that, then we can get that information to you. But we are about out of time this morning. Any departing words, Miss Gretchen or Jason?
No, it's been a good one.
We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of scripture.
And for those of our listeners that couldn't see this, Miss Hannah had Brother Jim calling on her cell phone, and she just held her cell phone up to the microphone. I'm sure Pastor Aaron would probably have a cow if he realized what primitive technology we were using there. But we got it done, right?
We got it done. Got to improvise. So, but thank you guys. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio.